This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dom time. Presently, we'll hook up with Scott Presler. And there's a lot breaking on the Presler front. New York Post, great stuff on this Luigi Mangione. Apparently, now we'll see how long the media wants to cover this. Now, Mayor Adams, and I'm putting this in context here, is the narrative going to be he used a so-called ghost gun? By definition, that's a gun you construct yourself, for want of a better term, is how I would describe it. Or is it going to be, this guy was a valedictorian, Towson, Maryland, and also he apparently is an anti-capitalist, among other things. His manifesto, everybody has a manifesto, reeks of that. Which one will end up being the narrative here? Let's go to Scott Presler. The narrative is there that Jersey is quaking as he's poised. Well, more than poised. He's already into this on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in. Congratulations. Another New York Post has a Scott Presler desk there, I think.
Oh, it's been incredible. You know, thank you, John Levine, for that shining article. I've had so many phone calls of just people that want to volunteer, that are excited about going to New Jersey. And see, that's really why I put my plan immediately after delivering Pennsylvania and winning for Donald Trump, because I truly believe that victory begets victory. I believe momentum begets momentum. And people are already itching for the next project. And so we've laid out our plan. Wisconsin Supreme Court, April 1st. Pennsylvania, we're going to say no to retention to all three Democrat justices, no to retention. And we're going to focus on the New Jersey governorship. And that's our early vote action plan.
Well, Scott, let's start with Wisconsin, too, because people in the other states were good enough, our base, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, to help out in Pennsylvania, postcards and the like. And I can assure you, listeners are poised to help here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey with the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because they realize what you've been saying, that these are the races, the momentum is there, we can win these races. What do people in Pennsylvania do? How can they help with anything in Wisconsin?
Thank you. Well, I think people really understand now. The Democrats, they, for decades, have been using California money to pour into swing states to turn us blue. And I think for a really long time, conservatives are like, you know what? I'm in Pennsylvania. Why should I care that happens in Wisconsin? Or, you know, what voice do I have in Wisconsin being a Pennsylvanian? So let me provide context for a second. So I was sounding the alarm bells in 2023 when we had a Republican Supreme Court and a Democrat by the name of Janet Protasiewicz was running for that seat. Now, I did everything I could to save the Supreme Court And we still lost that election. We were outspent. Nobody was talking about it. Everybody was focused on the presidential election. So the Supreme Court, which is 4-3 red, became 4-3 blue going into the presidential election in Wisconsin. Now, even though Trump won, we lost the Senate seat. Eric Hovde lost that seat despite Trump winning. Now, we have the opportunity on April 1st, 2025, that a Democrat is retiring. And so if you guys all across the country help make sure that every Wisconsinite gets out on April 1st, 2025, you will flip the Supreme Court in Wisconsin back, and that's an opportunity to make sure that we have redistricting. There's not going to be gerrymandering of the state legislature. We're not going to have the unmanned drop boxes. We're going to continue to have voter ID laws. And last, just to tie a beautiful red bow on this, what happens in Wisconsin is ultimately going to impact all of your lives wherever you're listening to 1210, you know, with Dom Giordano. So you can download the Early Vote Action app, and we don't have a campaign on there right now at this moment, but we are going to have the opportunity for you to do postcards, send text messages, make phone calls, and also talk to people on social media and give them a simple reminder.
And you'll feel so good about this. Rather than throwing up your hand, Scott, when, you know, the other side pushes back here locally or somewhere else and saying, oh, woe is us. I just wish the Republican Party, well, Trump gets it. The momentum is there. You're seizing on it, even over the holidays, which is a time where people think about these things a little bit. They have a little bit of downtime from work in addition to their holiday thoughts. And they say, you know what? We're in it forever. The momentum is here. The celebration is lingering to this new, and particularly, Scott, they're excited, jersey. Now, I predicted in a column I put up with that picture that I'm going to get it and I'm going to hang it in the studio here of you and me at Mulligan's. It's in my it's in my column this week, and people can't get enough of it, saying I must be shorter than I claim. Come on now. The guy really is 6'5" I'm standing with. Are you going? I predicted you'd go to Edison, New Jersey, and bring the Constitution, the flag, and voter registration forms with you.
Well, I did read that column, and thank you, and shout out to Linda Kearns as well. That was a really nice and thoughtful article you did for both of us. And it certainly was a team effort helping to deliver Pennsylvania. Now, you know me, I do not shy away from going to a city council or board of elections meeting. In fact, I'll be in Luzerne County on the 18th doing a victory lap at that board of elections meeting. But the only reason why I can't go to Edison is a city councilwoman, Vicky Palladino. She's a firebrand out of Whitestone. We're hosting a Christmas party in Great Neck on the 11th. Otherwise, trust me, I would be there. But the Early Vote Action team is going to be at the Edison, New Jersey meeting. And even though they have retracted the ban on the American flag at city council meetings, it is still so important, guys, that you show up anyway. The only reason why they retracted it is because they were getting flack because the video went viral and everybody was peacefully up in arms about it. But no, we're going to be there. We're going to have American flags. We're going to have voter registration forms. We're going to have volunteer sign-up sheets. And so if you want to not only stand up for our flag and stand up for your First Amendment rights to free speech, but if you also want to learn how you can get more involved in the New Jersey governorship election, then I do encourage you to show up on December 11th, 7 p.m., Edison, New Jersey.
Absolutely, Scott. And, you know, more shocking than the flag, because somebody can bring a giant flag in, that's still, how distracting is that? You couldn't hold up the pocket Constitution. That's what gave away the game here, that these people are petty little dictators. Scott, good news, though. I wanted you to know this in case there's anything that's helpful here, because I can see at some point the Presler machine will be on this. The Freedom Caucus told me this morning they're introducing a bill, and I think they can get it through, that would say what happened in Bucks County, if somebody brings this up in the legislature, then a recall can be issued, is what is in play, in Bucks County, And I think if there were a recall any time this year in Bucks County for Marseglia and Harvey, they would be recalled.
That would be, you know, that would be phenomenal. And I just, you know, I want to really say it has nothing to do with Diane Marseglia or Commissioner Harvey. It doesn't even matter that any cheating that they would have done counting misdeeded or undeeded ballots, it has to do with the future. And that if we allow them to get away with even counting 10 unlawful ballots, then that is going to be deemed as precedent, and it's going to be used in 2025, 2026, and beyond. So no, whenever there is unlawful action being taken by these county commissioners, we must squash it immediately to make sure it never happens again.
Absolutely. Well, that's moving forward, and a lot of it had to do with your speech and the turnout, et cetera. Now, you teased on Twitter Pennsylvania registration numbers. That's what we're doing every week with Scott Presler around this time when he can join us, hopefully every Monday. What can you tell us happened in registration in Pennsylvania this month or this week?
So even after Election Day, Democrats have continued to lose since the November 5th election, voter registrations. Now, it's been about 400 to 500 every single week. And the reason why is still some counties are not reporting. Lancaster has almost reported nothing. Allegheny, Philly, and Chester. And so some of the larger counties are still canvassing and doing their reporting from the election. But despite that, the Democrats in this last week lost 1,300 more cumulative registered voters. And so they were at 285,000 more D's than ours. Now they're at 283. And I do believe that's the lowest point in modern history the Democrats have ever been at. And again, this is during Christmas time. This is during the holiday season that politics isn't really, you know, in mainstream, and yet the Democrats are still losing 1,000. If we play our cards right, we could very well have a plurality of registered Republicans by the 2028 election. And our goal at earlyvoteaction.com is to take Pennsylvania off the table for Democrats. Our 23 staffers are on the ground now. They will be on the ground through December. We're going to march straight into January, and I'm going to be doing in-person trainings beginning in January across New Jersey.
Excellent stuff. Any in South Jersey, let us know. I think we can turn out a lot more volunteers for you, Scott.
Oh, that'd be great. And thanks again for your column. Thanks again for joining us in Bucks County. You know, I really think we should. I think the people loved doing that, you know, in studio at the Newtown Athletic Club.
Yes.
I think we should look for more opportunities because, I mean, literally hundreds of people came. It was a great chance for them to meet you, to coordinate with other like-minded conservatives. I had a great time.
We will do that. I already have it on my agenda here with the station. Scott, wherever Presler is in our area, that's where we want to be. But we also want to help with donating because your donations are going fine here, but your goals, your staff to take New Jersey, we're counting on a massive thing because Democrats are on the ropes, but still they have all that money, all that party infrastructure in Jersey. It's still going to be a battle. So what do we do? Where do we go?
Thank you. I know times are tight right now, and you're all preparing for Christmas. So if you have to wait, I completely understand. But for any of those that are able to financially support our work, you may go to earlyvoteaction.com. And I promise you, I'm not even taking a salary from my own organization. All of your funds are going to go directly to hiring staff in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and that's a solemn commitment.
Scott, thank you very much. Again, continued success. The momentum is there. This we need to do leadership seminars with Presler. The parties could learn a lot from this. So until next week, Scott, thank you as always.
See you next Monday for our voter registration report.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Presler here every Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll give you an update on that and everything else that he's involved in. I feel we're on the cusp of a revolution here in Pennsylvania. Now, let me play you before we get, so I don't forget, Henry, you were good enough to get this. I don't want to forget it. Then we'll do Dom's Money Melody. Here is the leader of the BLM in New York talking about the Daniel Perry decision.
We need some black vigilantes.
That's right.
People want to jump up and choke us and kill us for being loud. How about we do the same when they attempt to oppress us?
Right.
I'm tired.
All right, so Black Lives Matter in New York. We haven't seen anything on that front fully yet that I know of. Amazing, isn't it, how far Black Lives Matter has fallen from the heyday of all that money? Where did it go? And the suspect, Luigi Mangione, all right? It sounds like it's out of,
yeah,
how many of the Ouija's?
Straight out of
there?
Central casting,
yes.
Right here.
Which narrative is going to play out? A lot of anti-capitalist writing. It was a valedictorian. A lot of climate stuff. He was reading those Superman comic books, I guess. And is that, you know, that this guy wanted to kill insurance executives because of something that happened to his relative? Or is it going to be the ghost gun thing? Now, we'll see how the media reports on this. Right now, it's even more reporting than what's happening with Daniel Penny. But we'll see, you know, where they want to go. Mayor Adams talking about ghost guns with this guy. There was a lot of false identity stuff that he did. I would predict you don't just do something like this. There's going to be a history. He liked the Unabomber, apparently, the writings of the Unabomber, a lot coming out around there. And that was left-wing stuff. If this guy were a right-wing crazy, you know that's exactly where the media would go. So by tonight, which one are we going to see? CNN probably has 30 people already working on the ghost gun thing. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. It is time right now for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
And we are playing for a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from ROE Speedwagon plus Dan Fetter at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Wow, big tickets, Henry. What can you tell us about those groups?
What can I tell us about?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't like Styx and REO Speedwagon, another great band from the 80s here?
Yeah, I think they're the 80s, yeah.
Yeah, they're both 80s. Yeah,
yeah.
Great 70s, 80s vibe.
Big ticket at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. It's August 8th, 2025. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. All right, we might have this most of the week, so be ready for that. What's the backstory here, Henry?
Sorry about that. Yeah, so in honor of today's side question, we were looking at all-time songs you do not want to hear played at your wedding.
Right.
Dan brought up at the beginning of the show the Macarena. So what I'm going to do here today is I'm going to play the cover of Macarena in a different language. You're going to tell me which language it is, all right?
Easy enough? The language again. You're taking a cower here with the language. Oh, man. Go ahead.
All right.
Můj starý platí mi lekce makareny, šajn nemá, že tím sponzoruje mi, že místo tance jdu za svým kancem, zatímco on dělá na mě pance. Platí mi lekce s mým hřebcem, že by to zjistil fakty bez šance.
Má mladá brej na ven klasy asi křena a teď furt posílá mu svá bota obnažená. Nálada má, ta je z toho pokažená, má asi křena.
All right, what language is it? 855-839-1210. Just one comment there. I hate to pile on the mummers, Henry, but it was even the last couple of years. They have all year to prepare. And what was the theme? The Macarena.
Was it really?
I mean, yes. I mean, there ought to be a limit. You got to say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, we don't care. We don't care if we win it. No. You're not doing this in a parade. You got to pick something a little bit more contemporary that hasn't been...
Yeah, this song's over 30 years old now. Like, what are we doing?
Wait a minute. Is it?
1993, yeah.
Oh, my. I thought it was maybe like in the 2000s.
No. I would think that too. I thought I heard that all the time coming up, but no, apparently it's
31
that old.
Years of this torture.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What language is that in? Oh, man. Any other clue you want to give? I don't know.
Do I want to give some people from the country, maybe? I don't know.
Not yet. All right. Let's see if we can get somebody.
Yeah, we'll see if we get somebody first.
All right. 855-839-1210. What language is that in? Hit us, and we'll send you off to the pavilion here on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money?
All right. Big prize today. Great tickets over to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Listen to the Macarena. What language is this in?
Na venkasi asi křena a teď furt posílá mu svá hota obnažená. Nálada má, ta je svého pokažená. Má asi křena.
All right, let's go to Gary in Springfield. Gary, what language is that in?
Hey, Dom, it sounds Spanish to me.
I need the judges. No, it does. I mean, it's a Macarena, so it's going to have that quality to it. Well, we haven't talked to Joe in National Park since forever. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, how you been?
Good, Joe. What's the this cone of silence on you? I'm glad you called.
No, well, you know, it's been around, it's working a lot, kind of thing. No, okay. I miss talking to you.
I hear you, Joe. Right, I do too.
I'm gonna guess Portuguese.
No Portuguese, Joe. Give a clue.
Here, let me give some countrymen here. It is the home country of one late Ivana Trump and former flyer Jaromir Jagr.
Okay. I don't know what Dottie's going to do with that, with the hockey one, but we'll see.
Dottie, so I gave a Trump.
Dottie in Abington. Dottie, what's the country? What's the language?
I'm trying to think of where Ivana Trump is from.
Europe. I'll tell you, it's Europe.
It's,
which one?
I know it's Eastern Europe.
Yeah, you're in the neighborhood.
Slovenia?
Say it again.
Slovenia?
No, they make great TVs, though. Okay.
No, we'll have to take this off there.
Yeah, give
me a call. Give me a call, and I'll take your call.
Yeah, it is there, and it's not as far east as she was. I would say not quite there, but yeah, Central Europe. 855-839.
Yeah, I don't know my geography of this country that well, but it's around those countries.
Yes, think of here's an outlandish clue to give. Think of Chamberlain signing on this. Now, if your history is good, you'll know what country that is.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Oh, all right. 855-839-1210. So, we got the suspect in custody. It is legitimately a suspect. The mayor of New York talking about ghost guns, but everybody else talking about, as I said, this vast litany with this Luigi Mangione of writing about a la the Unabomber. His idol, subsort, it appears. And you mean to say he never acted on this until he allegedly shot the healthcare executive? 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hope you're inspired every Monday. Book it at 2 o'clock. He's much in demand, but he's our guy. And that is Scott Presler. The stuff that he's up to, where we are right now, you heard today. He's on the march, and Edison, they'll have people there. You're going to see him in South Jersey. He'll be training here. We'll tell you about it. Go out, meet him, and all that. And it is going to be not a sure thing, but I think we have a great shot of winning New Jersey. Let's go to Robert and Ben Salem, one of the big four there. They got the big bye this time around. So, there you go. So, Robert, that means you'll be able to rest up and eye up the other opponents as the voting begins. Is Robert there? I don't know what happened there. I'll put him on hold here. A little of the musical interlude there might have been too much.
Yeah, our lines are getting crossed right now. So
okay. All right. So 855-839-1210. I'll go back to him here in a second. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, thank you so much for having me. First things first, Dom, like to the gentleman, Dave, in somewhere in New Jersey, he He vouched for me. You know, I was humbled, man. I never, ever had that done for me before. I was, like, so flabbergasted when I heard him talking about me on the radio. So I just want to say thanks for that,
Gentleman. Well, you are, and particularly your in-person renderings at Mulligan's are legendary, yes.
I appreciate that, Dom. Dom, real quick, you know, what's going on in Syria? How, you know, like how, like, you know, first the Biden administration, they're going out of their way to, like, make everything a thorn in Trump's side with the long-range missiles they sent to Ukraine.
Yes.
And then Trump was adamant. No, he doesn't want any troops on the ground anywhere. Now with this new situation in Syria, I wouldn't be surprised if this administration, just out of spite, just to make it difficult for our president-elect Trump, if they just put some of our troops down there as advisors, just disguise them as advisors or something like that. So
I wouldn't, because they're trying to take credit for this. And Obama's the one that talked about the red line, then didn't follow through on it. And, Drew, I was there in the Oval Office when these Congress people came in, and Trump said, no, there's no way we're putting advisors in there. Toward what point, if we have to, he did, in the wake of the bombing in Syria, bomb them. And it was effective.
It's so, you're absolutely right, Dom. It's so inspiring to hear Donald Trump talk like that. Like, you know, he's looking out for us. But as far as the side question goes, I don't know if anyone's even heard of this guy. You might have, Dom. There's an old country singer. His name is Tom T. Hall. And he had a song with the lyrics that I don't think are appropriate for any young bride. I guess the guy might go for it, but here are the lyrics. The following lyrics are: faster horses, older whiskey, younger women, more money. One more time, Dom. Faster horses, older whiskey, younger women, more money. So I don't know if that would be a good song to play at a wedding. So.
Very nice. I've never heard that, but you know what? If it just has a sound that people dance to, it doesn't matter how bad the lyrics are, apparently. It's coming from Jim Kelly, who DJs, as you know, and he was doing a 60th birthday party and said these are the songs that are on the Do Not playlist. And it's also coming off of Village People, YMCA and the like, with Trump. I told you, too, if you missed it, Locials, which became, it's because Eric Trump went there once. They started with the cookies. Trump had close to 40,000 sold. Kamala Harris maybe had 2,000. Now they have a Trump gingerbread house, among other things, that apparently has some musical connection to YMCA and Trump all over the house. We gotta ask them how they're selling it. It's on their Twitter that it's apparently their item right now. Why not ride that?
Yeah. And speaking of musical things, we do have our winner for the Money Melody. It was Bill in Downingtown. He guessed the correct answer that the language is Czech.
There you go.
That's what we were looking for. Asikrena is the Macarena in Czech.
So Chamberlain went there after Hitler had taken it, marched into the Rhineland. Then he had taken over Austria, particularly through Vienna. There were a lot of Germans. It was kind of Germanic. So the excuse they said, what are you going to do? They want them. They're Germans. Then he went into Czechoslovakia and took over the Sudetenland. And then he said, I'm not putting on any pretense anymore. He took over the whole country. And then it was one step to Poland.
Yeah.
I've been watching on Netflix. I recommend it highly. Churchill at War. It's great. Really well done. And Churchill says at the end, just think about it. We went to war to protect Poland against the Nazis. And what we did over 6 years and all that was Poland turned over to Stalin. But Hitler would have gone beyond Poland anyhow, so he wasn't going to stop there. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question here. Busy news day coming up. The Trump exchange with Dr. Jill Biden over the weekend, and how Trump is using that to sell perfume and cologne. I want to know, is anybody willing to pay, much as you might like Trump? Come on, there's a lot of Trump merch out there. $199 a bottle for cologne?
Nah.
I don't pay nearly that much for, you know, why would you pay that much for? Is it the scent, or is it to say you're wearing Trump today? But Dr. Jill Biden is involved. I'll tell you how around that at 855-839-1210. Hey, the NFL, Monday Night Football, FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino wants you to win even bigger. Right now, all customers can get a 30% catch-a-pass profit boost on the Bengals versus Cowboys Monday Night Football. That means you can boost your next NFL catch-a-pass bet by 30% and take home even more winnings during the Bengals-Cowboys game. Bet on over-unders, spreads, player props, and a lot more. Plus, if you win, you'll get paid instantly. So don't wait. Download America's number one sportsbook by visiting FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to take advantage of a profit boost today. There's a ton of them. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. I'll give you one for next week, Henry. What are the even against Pittsburgh, A.J. Brown and Devontae are going to have more catches, I would say 1.5 times at least what they had this time.
They're definitely going to force feed them after that.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So will FanDuel, you think FanDuel reflects that?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. See if we can.
It'll be interesting to see how many they have for the two of them because of their, you know, being disgruntled over what happened yesterday. So let me read the end, then you can tell me here. Mm-hmm. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, Dom Giordano show. Yeah, we know this, but maybe not the enormity of it. Elon Musk just posted on Twitter the ratio by college, and I have some of the locals here, of people that are Democrats versus Republicans. Bryn Mawr are the ones that identified. 72-0. There's not one at Bryn Mawr. Not one. Give me a break.
That's pretty crazy.
72-0. Swarthmore is 120-1 is the ratio.
Lone survivor.
I'd rather have that, though, but then the 72-0. Let me see if I can find. These are the top independent or liberal arts colleges. Any others close by? Muhlenberg, Franklin Marshall. 15.4-1 is the average. Haverford. Is that 15.5 or is it 187? Let me see. Yeah, not as bad. Swarthmore and Bryn Mawr and Wellesley is 136-1. My God. Yeah, those are the worst. We have some of the worst in the country right here. So the next time they talk about diversity, might be something to consider. Two of the worst, Bryn Mawr and Swarthmore. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hi, Dom, Dan. My apologies for earlier. I first wanted to say thank goodness that they put Dick Allen into the Hall of Fame finally. I always had a soft spot for him because he took the time to come out to a Christmas dinner that we had at the children's home I grew up in, and I'm glad for his family. The second thing, I would have called in earlier, but the Earl completely knocked me off my knocked me to the floor. I know that he's the inaugural caller of the year, but what he did today should make him a shoo-in for the inaugural member of the Dom Giordano Hall of Fame.
Oh, we got to get started on that. Yes. I love it.
And if I ever, and if I'm ever fortunate enough to be in that position, I will follow the, I will follow in his footsteps and make it a one-time thing. My answer to the side question is, I think that I'm going to pick the Hokey Pokey.
Yes!
I mean, at first I thought you were just picking any song.
Right.
So I'm thinking of songs that would irritate the women. But the Hokey Pokey is a wedding song that we could all do without. It's for people that can't dance, and the chicken dance was no better. But you guys have yourselves a great day.
Exactly. Wipe them out.
I look forward to the week.
Draw Earl in the studio if he wants to.
Thank you very much.
Very nice,
Robert, I'm sorry, but he's listening.
Yeah,
okay,
man,
hey, Earl, you want to add a comment there, and you were finishing up the Christmas album. Go right ahead.
Now, any comment there, Earl?
Yeah, Earl.
Yes. No, managed to get the Scott Pressler song done.
Yeah, that's why we dropped back anyway. We didn't know if you wanted to hear the Scott Pressler
song. Can we? Sure, let's hear the Scott Pressler. But he was saying in the footsteps of the Earl of Tacony, if he's ever elected to the Hall of Fame, which doesn't exist yet, but will, I'm working on the bat. And I loved Richie Allen. I don't call him Dick Out. Richie Allen.
Yeah.
Because what he suffered in Philadelphia. Don't know that he's a Hall of Famer, though. Just saying. No. You know, I know they're using modern metrics with this. Henry might be our guy on this, but I am very sensitive about that. Dave Parker, same thing.
Oh.
Neither one of them hit 400 home runs. They weren't even close.
I purposely bought Dave Parker's rookie card this time last year, knowing that he'd get a chance at the Hall of Fame, as I think he should.
Oh, goodness. All right.
So, maybe I'll make a little moolah on that Dave Parker card.
I think they're examples of people that are that close, but maybe not.
I think the World Series and the MVPs for Parker helped. And obviously, okay. I think it doesn't... Dick Allen has an MVP himself as well.
Oh, he's a great player.
I think there's something for being the best player in the league at least one time in your career.
Absolutely. I look at the whole career, though, and I think you need 400 home runs if you're a power
hitter. It's a fair basis.
All right. This is part of the Christmas album, the White Album, with Earl of Tacony and his homage. We have to send this to Pressler. He'll definitely get a kick out of it. Very specific request
here that you made. Followed through on. It was good stuff, Earl. You ready for this, Dom?
Yeah, here we go, Earl.
Scott is a guy who wants to make the earth pretty, picking up garbage in Baltimore City. Small act of kindness, much happiness brings. That was the start of Scott Pressler
things. A whole biography, Dom.
He moved from VA to the state of PA. He's tall, he has long hair, and happens to be gay. A strong work ethic to the party he brings. That is another of Scott Pressler things. Talks to Amish, gets them to vote, goes to a gun show. If you Google Scott Pressler, it's spelled with one S. He goes where the Dems won't go. He thinks that Scott is a big GOP chump. He worked with Whatley and also with L. Trump. A Donald Trump victory to PA he'd bring. We're thankful for that winning Scott Pressler thing. Known as the persistence, he shows Dems no mercy. Next target of his, the blue state of New Jersey. Can he make Cali turn red in the spring? Future ambitions for Scott Pressler things.
All right, everyone. That was a weird request for Scott Pressler. We'll definitely get that to and fulfilled. It's like a Sinatra. Earl, your voice just changes into the singing voice and speaking. Wow. Stunning.
Well, I did what I could. 36-hour contract notice. just give me a list of things and I'll put them to music somehow.
All right, but not Henry, though, right?
Well, I've been trying to do Baby It's Cold Outside, my own version of it.
With Henry?
Yeah. Well, Dan suggested I do it with Henry. But I was going to do it at Feast of Seven Fishes with Leslie from Bryn Mawr. But like I said, I've been trying to write the song for a year and a half, and the song is just so poorly written that I can't get anything out of it. I've been working a year and a half to try and get that song written.
All right. Well, look, I promised several people we're going to do the Feast of the Seven Fishes next year. In fact, Jim Worthington said he'd handle all the details.
Oh, that's good. There you go.
Yeah. And I already have Gallows. They're already on board. It was just all these side details.
Let's not forget, Earl also, he is known for performing live at Dom Giordano events. Remember, he did perform with the Tom Jones band. Or no, was it Neil Diamond or Tom Jones that he performed?
It was Tom Jones. And I think Joe Sebelia and the Earl of Tacony together on the marquee. You can't top that. You just can't. Thank you, Earl, very much. And again, thanks for stepping down, even though I wish you had it. And I may have to put executive privilege on and put him back on the thing.
No problem, Dom. Okay. Appreciate it.
Come on now. If they elected unanimously and said we still want him, you would have
to. I feel
to
like I need to hand him a cell phone to hold up to his ear so he talks more.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks, Earl. It is the lightning round next. Give us that song at a wedding that you do not think should be played here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
And that's right, and Dom's Lightning Round every day is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. This, Justin, I can't even see time doing this, but who knows? Ivanka Trump. Just tweeting out, rumor is they're considering Kamala Harris to be the person of the year at times. Look, if they think they've been discredited, do that in some attempt just to gain some kind of publicity here that's ridiculous. And we'll see what the backlash is.
It's like
is.
The biggest participation trophy of all time.
It is. That's a great line for it. Put that up on Twitter right now. There you go. All right, Pat in Lehigh Valley. And Pat, you were one of the people under consideration for your great calls. What's the wedding song you wouldn't play?
It's a true story. My husband's best friend, Don Clark, he had his first wife. Her wedding song was like a bridge over troubled waters.
What the heck are you thinking? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I mean, but that was the they went into that. They did not last long.
Shocker.
Yeah, what's the lease over and under of a wedding, you think? 6 months even with lawyers and all that. All right. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey, who has a match. You can see the whole match set up on the station's YouTube right now. Joe, how you feeling with this match?
Dom, fill me in on that. What do you mean, my match?
All right, you're up as one of the callers of the year. You are a seed among the 12 people.
Oh, God. I just, you know, the Earl of Taconi got to my heart today. That was the most noble thing, and he's my write-in. I'm going to tell you right up front.
Let's start that write-in campaign. I want to see what he does. And Joe, yeah.
Yeah, Joe, you're head-to-head with Tom and Marlboro.
Tom and Marlton, yeah.
Not Marlboro.
Earl's the man.
Yep.
Earl's the man if for one reason and one reason only. He is the second coming of Weird Al Yankovic with that song.
Oh, yeah.
He's roaring.
He is. Well, we'll get Presler on with that. He'll love it. Joe, what's yours?
Dom, if I could develop this story, this hit home. I'm going to set the setting. We're at a backyard family and friends get-together in Beach Haven West. The women go to one side of the back deck, and the men go to the other. And one of the guys started this recall of, does anybody remember their wedding song? Nobody could remember it. And the biggest wise guy there, I picked on. His name was, we'll call him Kevin. I said, Kevin, I remember your wedding song. Now, this was 30 years prior. And he's looking at me, and he's like, you remember my wedding song? He got his fiancée pregnant before the wedding, before the wedding. Okay? And I said, yeah, Kevin, I do remember your wedding song. And he goes, Dad, tell me. I said, your wedding song that you danced to was You're Having My Baby.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And, Dom, you saw guys spitting Miller Lite and like shots out of their nose at that point.
I wouldn't play that. Thank you, Joe. That is a great story. All right, it's our time to make a decision here, Henry. We've had a lot today. Give me a couple that you think are worthy.
Yeah, you know what? I thought the last three were the strongest three.
Okay.
Great way to finish it out. I thought Robert and Ben Salem's answer of the Hokey Pokey.
Yes.
He's just got to turn himself around here. He's got to, you know, get out there and get some votes. Pat in Lehigh Valley with Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water, obviously coupled with the story of how they didn't last long. And Joe in Columbus, remembering, you know, 30-some-odd years ago, his friend's wedding, what the song was. That's a good one.
Particularly doing it 30 years ago. Today it would be gauche.
Yeah.
But doing that 30 years ago? Oh, my God. Yeah, let's put Joe of Columbus
Joe's in the
into
hat.
The hat, Joe, on that one. I don't think you'd make something like that up. All right. Again, Henry, the YouTube, where do they go with the matches that are up right now they can take a look at?
Yeah, yeah. Check it out on Twitter and the Dom Show 1210 Twitter. And then obviously on YouTube, it's been up there a few times, / at 1210 WPHT. Check us out on YouTube. Like and subscribe, please.
Yes. All right. Do that and start to vote. Let me know what you're thinking around this. We'll have some results tomorrow in that first match. Thanks to Dan. Thanks to the Earl of Tacconi. Thanks to Henry and everybody else. And tomorrow we got some great stuff coming off today's news. We'll be ready to go. Richie always next for four big hours. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.